In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And actually, before, so this can be recorded when it goes on the internet, before preaching, let me remind everybody that we will have our catechism class Monday evening online, as well as Faith and Fellowship Tuesday evening. And I want to institute something this Thursday. Once I have all the information together, I'll make sure that we put it out. But Thursday at 12:30, I'd like to invite everybody to have lunch with me virtually, and we'll have a little lesson and a discussion and say some prayers together. That'll be Thursday at 12:30. All that information will be on the website. Now to the sermon. This morning's gospel reading is well known to all of us, and it has some of the most powerful words of Jesus recorded in Mark. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And I have shared with the congregation, both in the context of sermons and meeting one-on-one, many times in the past, that we don't get to choose our cross. We don't get to choose our path to sainthood. Life places crosses upon us, and then we choose to either take them up or not. One of the best biblical examples of this is the personage of Simon of Cyrene, whom, as we will read about in a matter of days when we get together for Holy Week, Simon of Cyrene was compelled to carry the cross of Jesus. Luke's account goes like this. Now, as they led Jesus away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming from the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. So Jesus was apparently unable to carry his cross at that point. And here's this man visiting from the country, come into the city, and he is asked to carry the cross of Jesus. And you can imagine what that was like. Heavy, probably painful, it was so heavy, splinters, the overall emotional exhaustion of the day. And yet what a privilege for him to be able to bear the cross of the Lord. Martyrs throughout the ages have had to pick up their cross and follow Jesus, and never of their own choosing, except that they choose, if you will, to not deny Christ. Today, St. Basil of Ancyra is one of those martyrs. And during the very brief but awful reign of the Emperor Julian the Apostate, who, of course, rejected Christianity, hence his name, during that period of time, St. Basil was brutally tortured and then ultimately put to death. And all the while refusing to deny his faith in Christ, taking up his cross and following Jesus. Throughout the course of the history of the church, saints known and unknown have been asked to pick up their cross. It's a cross not that they chose, but that circumstances laid upon them. The saints who fought iconoclasm, the saints before that who fought monothelitism, they happened to be born into a certain epoch, and it was up to them to pick up their cross and do the right thing. In our own lives, chronic illness is a way that we are very often compelled to take up our cross. We can allow the illness to drive us into despair, hopelessness, and bitterness, or we can allow that illness to place our hope in the Lord and to draw us closer to him. Caring for a loved one who is ill puts us in the same category. We can either respond to that divine vocation, and in the process, everybody involved in the care of that loved one becomes closer to God, or we can resent the fact that we've been called to care for a loved one. You see, taking up your cross, taking up our cross and following Jesus always means denying ourselves, right? That's why Jesus puts that in there. We have to deny ourselves. In other words, we have to put ourselves second. We have to start thinking of the greater good, of the good of others. As we are here this morning gathered virtually, we know that as a nation, as a world, but I'll speak specifically of our nation, and as a parish, we have been placed in a circumstance where we have to pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow Jesus. There's the obvious self-denial of sheltering in place so that this disease does not spread any more rapidly than it is already spreading. And that is a cross that involves disruption. Disruption in our society, but disruption in the life of our parish. It is a cross that demands us to consider a reordering of things. Society will be reordered after this. And in many ways, I think so will our individual spiritual life, and so will our relationships be reordered. So will the way that we function as a church, will it be reordered. And as we pick up this cross and follow Jesus, do what is right, as we deny ourselves, there's a stripping away of old assumptions. The assumptions that we blithely go through life with, that things will always be easy, and that life is so readily available to us all of the time. We can travel where we want, when we want, buy what we want, when we want, associate with whom we want, where we want, and when we want. Those assumptions obviously have been put on hold, and I think we'll rethink a lot of them when this is all over. And our old assumptions as a parish. I don't say this to place guilt on anyone, but if you've tuned in to watch this streaming video this morning, and you've ever found yourself in the position of saying, oh, that's okay, I'll come to church next week. I just want to sleep in and relax this Sunday. Well, the truth is, there might not be a next week. We very often say that with regard to our own salvation, you know, repent now because you might not get a chance tomorrow. But quite literally, when it comes to gathering here at this church, who would have thought 3 weeks ago that we would have been doing this today? The old assumptions have a place in the past, but not in the present, and certainly not in the future. Now, this reality that we are facing, both as a nation and as a parish, is something that we can deny. And we can retreat within ourselves and feel sorry for ourselves, be bitter, live in denial of the seriousness of the situation and the fact that we all have to respond to it and rise to a different level. But we can also be like Simon of Cyrene, and in spite of the weight of the cross and the pain that comes from carrying it, the splinters, in spite of all of that, we can embrace the cross. And we can embrace this reality. And in so doing, that means necessarily thinking of others, what's good for them. Not only what's good for society, what's good for our parish, what's good for our families. That's something that is especially important. We ask now, what does my family need from me? Both as we find ourselves perhaps locked up together in a house, maybe a little bit too long, or as we find ourselves separated from families, either because of the quarantine or distance. What does my family need from me right now? We ask ourselves too, I hope, what does my neighbor need through me right now? I am so grateful that Holy Trinity has accepted the challenge of continuing to disperse food for the San Francisco Marin Food Bank, because our neighbors need food. And last night, last night, I was discussing with some parishioners, don't worry, over the internet, how important it is we think about even more ways to help people in need around us. And then we ask ourselves, as we take up this cross, as we begin to think of others first instead of ourselves first, we ask ourselves, how can we support the other members of this parish? How can we help them stay connected? Yes, we pray for one another, but what more can we do? Can we ever really make too many phone calls to check in on somebody, to send too many texts, find out what our neighbors need from us? The answer is no, we can't ever do that enough. The time has come to reach out and support each other. And you and I, as Orthodox Christians, as Christians, we are especially equipped to do this because we follow Jesus Christ. And we follow him boldly and righteously, not because we are bold and righteous people, but because we are Christian. And in the same way that one does not become good to become Christian, one becomes a Christian so that you can become good. In the same way, by following Jesus Christ, we have within us the gift of boldness and righteousness, of courage. And here's something even more important. When we follow Jesus and allow that boldness and righteousness to well up inside of us, when we carry the cross that life has laid upon us, carrying that cross leads us even closer to our Lord, who ascended the cross for our salvation. Simon of Cyrene, you can only imagine, not only is he immortalized, this obscure person of history becomes immortalized in the scripture, but imagine how his life must have changed because of that experience. We shouldn't necessarily think of Christianity in terms of payoffs, but I think it's useful because there are so many benefits from living as a Christian. And the payoff in carrying our cross is to be not only even closer to Christ, but to walk even more in the kingdom of God in this life, so that one day we will be with our Lord fully in his kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters, there has never been a more important time in our lives to put the needs of others ahead of our own, to identify first as a member of the body of Christ, and then secondly, as individual persons. Our call is to place the will of God ahead of our own desires. That's always been true, but it's so terribly obvious now. Our call is to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus Christ.